Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host. Today, we'll highlight the importance of regular, targeted feedback for team growth and foster a feedback-friendly culture. Let's roll.
All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Today, we're tackling something that I think a lot of us have a kind of love-hate relationship with, and that is feedback. Okay. The word feedback, it's like you said, I mean, it can make you cringe.
It can.
It can make you want to like run for the hills.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to. And that's what we're going to dig into today.
Exactly.
We're looking at some interesting points from the Coaching in Progress newsletter.
Yeah, they really get into like, how do we make feedback feel less like criticism and more like, you know, a path to growth?
Yeah.
Because honestly, a lot of times people just hear feedback and they think, oh no, what did I do wrong?
Right. It's like that instant defensiveness kicks in.
It does. It totally does.
So the newsletter poses this question. Can we flip the script on feedback?
Yeah. Can we change that perception?
Can we make it a positive thing? And that's what we're talking about today.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. One thing that they point out in the newsletter is that, you know, we hear all the time, especially from managers, about how important feedback is.
Oh, yeah. Feedback is crucial. They're always saying it.
Right. But then when it comes down to it, a lot of people find it super intimidating.
Absolutely. Because it often ends up feeling like you're being judged rather than helped.
Totally. Have you ever felt that way? Like you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Oh, yeah. It's like you're bracing yourself for an attack instead of constructive advice.
Exactly. So the newsletter lays out four key strategies to shift that dynamic and create a culture where feedback is actually welcomed.
That's what we want. Right? A feedback-friendly culture.
Yes. So let's break these strategies down.
All right, let's do it.
What the first one?
The first one is all about creating a genuine culture of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important here is that leaders walk the walk. They can't just talk about the importance of feedback. They need to actively model the behavior they want to see.
Right. So it's not just about pointing out what people did wrong.
No. It's about asking thoughtful questions.
Mm.
You know, what went well in this project? What could we do differently next time? And even when there is criticism, it's constructive and focused on solutions, not blame.
See, that's what makes a difference. When you see your manager actually living that open, supportive approach, it makes you feel so much safer to participate.
Absolutely. You're more likely to open up and be receptive to feedback.
Okay, so that's building that culture. The second strategy is what?
This one's interesting. It's about empowering employees to actually seek feedback.
Oh, so it's not just waiting for it to come to them.
No. It's about giving them the agency to ask for it throughout the year.
I like that.
And the newsletter suggests giving employees tools and guides to help them feel comfortable doing that.
So it's less about that like formal sit-down evaluation.
Right. It's about continuous learning and improvement.
It becomes part of the process.
Exactly. And, you know, studies actually show that employees who regularly seek feedback are more engaged and perform better.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a feel-good thing. It actually makes a difference.
It really does.
That's amazing. So this moves us away from those dreaded annual reviews.
Yeah. It's about integrating feedback into everyday routines.
So more on-the-job coaching, regular one-on-ones, quick debriefs after presentations.
Exactly. Making feedback a natural part of the flow instead of this big, scary event.
I love that. Yeah. Now, the third strategy. This one really stood out to me in the newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
It's the role of senior leaders.
And they have a huge part to play in this.
They can't just talk the talk. They have to walk the walk, especially when it comes to vulnerability.
Absolutely. Huh. They need to be open about their own experiences with giving and receiving feedback.
And that includes being open about their own mistakes.
Yes. It's about showing that it's okay to not be perfect and that everyone has areas where they can grow.
It humanizes them.
Totally. When senior leaders model that kind of transparency, it sends a powerful message throughout the organization.
It creates a culture of psychological safety.
Exactly. Everyone feels more comfortable taking risks and asking for help.
And that's where real growth happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, this reminds me of a project where I thought I had absolutely nailed it. I was so proud of the work.
Mm.
But then a colleague gave me some feedback that was a little tough to hear at first.
Yeah.
But you know what? They were right. Their feedback helped me see a blind spot I had. And the end result was so much better because of it.
Wow. What a great example of how feedback, even when it's a little hard to swallow, can really push us to do our best work.
Totally. And the newsletter emphasizes that feedback is a two-way street.
It's a dialogue, not a monologue.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up here, I want to bring it back to our listeners. How can we take all of this and actually apply it to our own work lives?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right. How do we make feedback less cringeworthy and more empowering?
I think a good starting point is to ask yourself, how can I build open communication in my own work relationships?
That's a great question.
Whether you're a leader or a team member, what steps can you take to turn feedback into a positive force?
It's a challenge, for sure, but it's a challenge worth taking on.
Because when we get this right, it benefits everyone.
It creates a more supportive and productive work environment.
Exactly. So as you go about your week, think about those small steps you can take to create that feedback culture, where giving and receiving feedback becomes a natural, even enjoyable, part of growth and development.
Great advice.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.